Well, want to give some tips on sellers? You had some thoughts about sellers you were going to talk about.
And I do. Just on, let's flip the coin the other way, too.
Okay.
I list a house for somebody, and let's, God forbid, but let's say somebody's going through a horrible divorce.
Okay.
Remember this, because what we just sold somebody, I list Pat's house. I don't want to use that example. I list Billy Bob's house.
Okay.
And Billy Bob's wife just, horrible situation. Which is something bad happened. You know, she just ran off down the street with whoever. And so he's sitting there, and he's, you know, heartbroken. She took his pickup and his dog and his horse.
Is this going to be a country western song?
Right?
Okay, cool. I love it.
And he's there, and he's drinking his beer, and he's crying. And the people come in, and they're represented because they got just what we sold them. They got, you know, XYZ real estate company. They got a buyer broker agreement signed. So what do they do? They're representing the buyer.
Representing the buyer.
And he's sitting there, and he's crying his beer, you know, saying all this horrible stuff, what just happened about his no pickup, no horse, no dog, and everything. Don't do that because we represent him. We want the best for him. See, just the opposite. We represent the seller.
Yes.
So think about this. Don't say any of that. Because now he's representing that buyer. He's going to go back to the buyer and say, Billy Bob's pretty tore up right now. We'll probably get a good buy on this house.
Going to get a good deal out
see,
of it.
See, you know, he ain't got a pickup now or a horse to ride.
And no house.
And no dog.
No dog.
Basically, no dog.
Well, that's a sad story.
So he's listening to the country radio.
I think when we get through this, I'll write a song about that.
See?
And that'd be a perfect song.
It's probably not even raining in his house.
If real estate doesn't work for you, songwriter might work.
See?
I think I
so
like
you
that.
See where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I do.
Both
but it
sides.
Is such a great tip because I know, because I am a senior, and when mom had one of their properties after dad passed away on the market, I coached her and I said, now, mom, I'm going to leave you here. But if anybody knocks on that door, don't open the door because you have a realtor. You have a realtor. He's right down the street. Here's his number. You just go to the door and say, call that number and don't let people in. And so she was in Colorado up at Visita, and we had a place up there. And I called her one day. I left her there regretfully that I had to leave her for a few days. And the phone rang. Finally, she came. She said, Patricia Kay, you know, the double name when you do that with your parents.
Oh, wow. I hated that.
Patricia Kay, what are you doing calling me? I said, Mother, what is going on? It took you like 12 rings to answer the phone because she didn't have an answering machine. And she said, well, Patricia, I can't be bothered. I am showing the property. I nearly freaked out. My 80-something-year-old mother at that time is showing the property to strangers up at the lake at a very secluded place by herself. And the first thing I said to her was, why did you not call the realtor? And she said, honey, I've watched you. I know how to do this. And I said, okay, Mother, I want to ask you one thing. What have you given away? And she said, well, the washer, the dryer, daddy's chair. And I went, stop right there. Put those people on the phone. They got on the phone and I said, see the number out front? You walk outside, you call it. She is now shutting the door. Now, when you think about that, safety came to my mind.
Yes.
Not the fact that mom was showing the property in a secluded place at 80-something years old, but the fact that we are open the 24 hours a day if you let somebody in. The joy in having a realtor is we all belong to the board, and we have to make appointments, and we do fingerprinting, and so it's safe. And it's just better for the seller to be gone. And so I'd always tell my sellers, just please, if the people are going to come show, could you just step outside, you know, and not be in there? Because sellers tend to open their mouth and put themselves in a position of not being able to negotiate for them as well because of your example.
Yeah. And Pat, that was our next deal. And you said, Angelo, we've always lived in a good, safe community.
I know.
And unfortunately, in the last couple of years, we've seen things change.
It's changing.
You know, I used to never take my keys out of my car.
I know.
I never lock my doors. Ever. We now have security systems. We actually have one in our office now.
Right.
When people drive up, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a picture of your license plate, and when you walk in our front door, there's a picture of you.
I think that's fabulous.
We need it. And it is. That's for one, for protection of our agents. So when you out, you know, if something happened, I'm going to tell you right now, if somebody broke in our house or something happened, we can see who it happened. And it's a safeguard.
Yeah. And I think the greatest thing is we get too complacent in our homes. I live in the hill country. My husband, again, doesn't lock our trucks. We don't lock the house. And we had a prisoner who was breaking into the ranches out there recently, a young man. And they caught him, and he escaped from the sheriff's department, if you can imagine that. And he's roaming around in our little area. Everybody is freaked out. The neighbors are all, because they don't, like, get on the internet because they're all older, so they don't look at the internet very much. But it's like everybody's calling everybody, going, keep your doors locked, don't leave the keys. And so it can happen anywhere. So I think safety is the number one, but the negotiating thing, that's the big deal. Negotiating. So when we are absolutely telling our sellers, giving them some great advice, would be just to leave and not give away the store.
100%.
So those are some really great things. Anything else you had in mind about sellers that we can give them some other seller tips? Oh, I had one. What if I want to sell my house and buy another property right now? What will be the exciting challenge that I would go through if I'm downsizing or just buying another home in this market right now in San Angelo?
A couple of things. One is, would I have to maybe get a bridge loan?
Okay, good deal.
And you know, which is a very tricky situation to do right now, especially with the new laws.
Yes.
Is it still doable? Yes, it is.
It is.
There's some banks that can't do it, and there's some banks that can.
Right.
So make sure you have a knowledgeable realtor that knows how to do it, to take you to the right banks that can and can't. In fact, in San Angelo, I think there's only two that I know of that are very good at doing that.
Okay.
Is that something you want to do or not do?
Right.
I did it. I got caught. I'll be honest with you. I got caught last year with two houses and two house payments. One of my buddies, Max, we did the same thing. We talked about it. So this won't be a problem. It became a problem.
Okay.
So you got to weigh what you're going to do.
Right. Okay. So that's one solution, mm-hmm, is the bridge.
The bridge. What's another one?
Okay. Another solution that I've seen, because this is happening in a lot of places because we have shortage of inventory, is a seller saying, okay, I'm willing to put my house on the market, but I want to lease it back for 60 days. And we do have a form for that. Mm-hmm. And that is, it's very two-page, wonderful form that says the seller and tells you exactly what to fill in. The realtor will help with that. We don't see that a lot around here, but I think it's an option. Because of the fact that we do have that. Now, for a buyer, some buyers' loans won't allow that, but for so many days. And some buyers need to move into a house more quickly. But for a buyer who does not have to have immediate possession, it's a wonderful solution. Because now, as soon as you get under contract, you can start looking for that home for the seller, who's now going to be your buyer client. And you can coordinate the closing. So if a bridge loan wouldn't work out, then a lease back might work out for the seller to lease it back.
Which is a great idea. And that you don't have to worry about a double house payment.
Well, we have a couple agents at the office that are looking at that options right now for their clients. And because the bridge was not going to work for one of them, and I said, let's try this and see if that would work. I have done that myself, knowing we were going to move, and just published it right through the multiple listing. It went to realtor.com, and all the buyers know that the house is for sale, it's a good price, but they wouldn't be able to take possession for X number of days after closing. Worked. Sometimes it doesn't work. So, but that's another solution. So I think we're finding, and then sometimes the third option is there are temporary housing where people could go stay for 2 or 3 months. The downside of that is you have to move twice. And so typically they have to put in a storage building, their extra stuff, and that's a hassle for some people. And I find as a senior, that would not be the solution that I would choose as one of my first, but if it was a home I really loved, I might consider it. So we have several options to help them. It's very tricky. Need a good realtor to help with that.
One last thing, and we're kind of running out of time, and one thing that Pat, you're helping us with, and Sabrina's kind of taking that over, and with your help, is we're doing our career nights now.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited because we want to grow the company with new associates as well as season, and so we'll have our next one on September the 11th. At the office, 9/11.
That's an easy date to remember.
Yes, we remember, unfortunately, yes. But that is the date it's going to work. So we have them at 6:30 in the evening at the office. And so they could let you give them the email address or how to reply to that.
It's sallison.com.
Right.
Or call 949-5575, and you can come, and they'll give you all the information on how to get your license, if you already have your license, what to expect. How to become successful, and I guarantee you, we'll give you all the tools, and I will promise you this, and Pat will, I think, back me on this, if you do what you're told, you will win.
Absolutely.
It's that simple.
That is.
Guaranteed.
It is. It, you gotta, but you got to do it.
You got to do it.
Just got to just do it.
Pat, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Listen in. We'll appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next Sunday.